the misconception that matter is tangible. Another misconception is that our so-called material body is real and tangible. From a false material standpoint, our body does seem tangible and substantial to us, but through our treatments, we all prove that our so-called material body is illusion only, and as matter, is intangible. From the standpoint of spiritual sense, our material body, being belief only, is absolutely intangible. Whether our body is tangible or intangible to us depends upon our viewpoint, depends upon whether our mind is illumined or unillumined with truth. When we estimate our present body as being the eternal body of mind or soul, no matter how it appears, then our present body is divine to us. Our body remains always the same. It is our sense of body that we change. The misconception that our body dies. Another misconception that many of us carry along is that our body dies. Now, mind, or soul, and its embodiment, or body, can no more be separated from each other than the sun and its light can be separated. Body is phenomenon. Body, or phenomenon, is noumenon, or life reflected in spiritual existence. Since noumenon, or life, cannot die, then there is no phenomenon called death. Noumenon and phenomenon is one inseparable being. No matter what the false senses may tell us, our present body can no more die than our present mind or soul can die. The misconception of mortal mind tells us that our body dies. But if we accept this lie about our body, we are not Christian scientists. By reversing this misconception called death, we arrive at the fact of being and learn that our body, being inseparable from mind and life, lives eternally. In the Acts of John, translated from the Greek, John asked Jesus, quote, "Master, is there any material body?" Close quote. Jesus answered, quote, "The saints have believed that their bodies were fashioned of clay, and by reason of such believing, have been betrayed to death. And are we not, in belief, being betrayed to death when we believe that our body is matter and can be separated from mind or life?" Death could not occur, even to our material sense, were it not for our false, educated belief that mind or life and its spiritual embodiment or body can be separated. Mind and body is one inseparable entity, existing eternally. The misconception of mental malpractice. There is another prevalent misconception entertained by many Christian scientists, which says that mental malpractice can affect our body. This misconception says that, quote, "one human mind can influence another and in this way affect the body," close quote. But our textbook goes on to tell us that, quote, we rarely remember that we govern our own bodies. Close quote. In Miscellaneous Writings, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "No person can accept another's belief, except it be with the consent of his own belief." Close quote. Therefore, when we accept in our thought the misconception that another's thought can affect our body through thought transference, it is mortal mind's false belief that we are entertaining. The lie of mortal mind is seeing and feeling its own images of thought, but believes these images are formed in and of another's thought. The function of our body is to act like a mirror. Our body enables our mind to see its own images of thought, and in this way, correct them. So-called mortal mind, that we sometimes entertain as our thought, sees and feels in its own body its own images of disease, imperfection, and inharmony. And our textbook tells us that we remove these false images, quote, by addressing the disturbed mind, giving no heed to the body, close quote. Our body cannot oppose or hinder our doing this any more than the mirror can oppose or hinder our taking the image of a rose from out of the mirror by removing the rose from before the mirror. The images of mortal mind that we sometimes entertain as our thought would be removed as easily and as quickly from our body as we remove the image from the mirror, were it not that this mortal mind that we entertain is a state of self-deception and believes that the trouble is in its body and that its body must be healed. The mental malpractice of mortal mind and its aggressive suggestions would entangle our free limbs, cripple our capacities, enfeeble our body, and deface the tablet of our being, and then mesmerize itself into believing that the material body is doing all this in and of itself. So-called mortal mind that we sometimes entertain is the only mental malpractitioner, and that in belief only. The almost universal tendency is to accept this misconception, which says that our troubles are physical instead of mental. To accept this misconception that pain, stiffness, swelling, inflammation, weariness, disease of every name and nature is a condition of our body instead of an image formed within our mind. Many persons are trying to take the trouble out of the body by treating the body through medicine or through metaphysical practice instead of uncovering in the mind the false images of thought and casting them out from the mind. When the false thought is removed from our mind, our body is found to be our divine body, already whole and perfect. A true estimate of our present body. Let us bear in mind two basic points. First, everything has its source in mind and is the immediacy of mind. We receive nothing from the body, consciously or unconsciously. The function of our body is, like the function of the mirror, to give back to our mind its own images. Second, we see and feel the qualities and contents not according to false educated belief, but as they are in fact or truth. Jesus brought forth his body from the tomb and later appeared to his disciples through closed doors. Jesus could do this because he had translated his material concept of body back into universal mind. Jesus' body was wherever his thought wished it to be. And so, as we translate our concept of body back into universal mind, our body, being immediate with mind, will be at our service just as much as the multiplication table is at our service. Jesus understood his body as the language of mind, as his conscious communion with mind. And today, our embodiment of ideas, our conscious communion with mind, is perpetually giving to us, quote, the beauty of holiness, the perfection of being, imperishable glory, close quote. This language of mind is the body that Jesus had, the one body, the body that is our body eternally. When from the lips of truth one mighty breath shall, like a whirlwind, scatter in its breeze the whole dark pile of human mockeries, then shall the reign of mind commence on earth, and starting fresh, as from a second birth, man, in the sunshine of the world's new spring, shall walk transparent like some holy thing. That's the end of this section of the address.